Oh, I was saying, he meant an obligation of the heart. That's all he meant. He didn't mean to say it. Okay, we are up to the Mishnah on Kuf Yutes Amid Beis. See that by tonight, by end of today, I'll make the call on what day that sign should stand aside. And the sign does have to go up. The chayro should go up.
I will pay for one day.
Change day of Amos. Two Yavamas. Okay, basically, two Reuven and Shimon's wife. Two different marriages. Brothers, two brothers. There's, let's say there's 10 brothers. I don't care how many brothers there are. I have a lot of brothers. Reuven's wife comes in, and Shimon's wife comes in. Each one says their husband died. Now, at this point, there's only those two brothers. The Mishnah later on will talk if there's more. There's only two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Each of them claims that their husband died. Reuven's wife is believed to say Reuven died, and Shimon's wife is believed to say Shimon died. Now, if they both died, they both can get married Lushuk. If Reuven died, then his wife needs Yibum from Shimon. If Shimon died and Reuven didn't die, then his wife needs Yibum from Reuven. Each one only says, my husband died. Reuven's wife says, my husband died. Shimon's wife says her husband died. Question now becomes, do we trust both of them and let them both get married Lushuk? Or do we say, listen, we believe Reuven's wife about Reuven, but she cannot trust Shimon's wife about Shimon, because Shimon's wife is Yaventa, one of those five women. So she might be making up a story that her husband died so that this woman should get married without Yibum to mess her up. Same is true for Shimon's wife. We believe Shimon's wife that Shimon died, but we cannot believe Shimon's wife that Reuven died. I mean, it can't be Reuven. As far as Shimon's wife is concerned, she doesn't know if Reuven died. She only knows it from her Yavama. That's one of her five women that can't be believed. Now, it's not the same case as before, where you have Reuven's wife coming in and say, Shimon died. Then we said we don't believe her. Here, Reuven's wife is saying her own husband died. But not only does it affect her, it affects Shimon's wife, because Shimon's wife is saying Shimon died. So if Reuven and Shimon are both dead, then Shimon's wife can go get married.
It's not an
Ashish
issue, it's just a
lab. It's a lab of Yvam Elishuk. So stay Yvamas. Zoy Meres Meis Vaili, the Zoy Meres Meis Vaili. Each one says Meis Vaili. Zu Asurim Me Vaili Shuzu, the Zu Asurim Me Vaili Shuzu. They can't get married. As far as Reuven's wife is concerned, she doesn't know that Shimon is dead. As far as Shimon's wife is concerned, she doesn't know that Reuven's dead.
Can they base them together?
Absolutely no difference.
Well, I would think the first one isn't, she doesn't even know about, if they come separately, she doesn't even know that, she's just saying that she's eligible for Yibum. She's not saying, not until the second one comes that it gets
yeah, but the bottom line is, we can't rely on the Yavama's testimony to free her Yavama. And we're doing that.
Yeah, she's testifying now on...
Exactly, that's the chiddush in this Mishnah. She's testifying about her own husband. But it affects her Yavama. We can't rely on that.
Bobby, here we believe her, but here we don't believe her.
Of course, if they came, let's say they came separately...
It doesn't make a difference.
I mean, let's say, how about the first one had a psak?
She can get married. That she needs Yibum. That's the psak.
They knew about her brother.
Shimon's alive.
When she comes to faith and saying my husband died, she says I need Yibum.
So to actually stay in the Mishnah, she stay achim. Zu asura l'shuk mebay l'shizu chu yivama. It's her Yavam, Yavamba, meaning possessive. The Shemachayu is Kukulai, maybe he's alive and she's bound to him. The Avabish Ishta Meres Meis, even though Shimon's wife is saying he died, and in a manner say Yavamta, she's not believed as far as Yavam is concerned. She's not Sabiya, she's Yavamma Midah Havata. She Yakas Mechamish Nasim, she's the Manas Laida. It's one of the five women that are not believed to testify. Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah. Shte Yavam is where Meres Meis Vaili. Bazu and Meres Meis Vaili. So Asurim Nebai L'Shazu, Bazu Asurim Nebai L'Shazu. End of story. Move on to the next case. Now, they have to halt cup here, meaning the case sounds complicated, but it's really simple. The Zuvaydim, but the Zuvaydim. What happened is, Ruvain's wife brings Edim that Ruvain died. Not herself, Edim. Shimon's wife is saying it herself. So we know Ruvain's dead. Not because of Ruvain's wife, but because Ruvain brought Edim. Ruvain's wife brought Edim. Ruvain's not bringing Edim now, he's in the other world. But Shimon's wife brought herself. So Shimon's wife can get married. She's believed that her husband and her brother-in-law, we have Edim that he died. So she can get married. Reuben's wife is relying on Shimon. She can't get married. We don't know Shimon's dead. So having Edim frees the Yavama, not herself. The one who has the Edim can't get married because she's relying on her Yavama, the Yaventa, to say Edim's about her husband. She can't do that. But Zushain Edim, the one who doesn't have Edim, is fine because she's believed about her husband and the brother-in-law, we have Edim. She doesn't have to rely on her Yavama. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lazu Edim, Shemezvai, Lazu Shesh, Edim, Asur, Linosim, the Yavama, the Shemachayu. The Edim, my honey-law, the Edim don't help her on that. As far as the husband's concerned, she was believed. And the Edim are not helping her. They're helping her Yavama. She said her husband died. And we don't have to worry about the brother-in-law. There's Edim. Right to the Mishnah.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? What if the lady with the witnesses had not said anything? She knew, she just kept quiet, and she let her Edim do the speaking.
Wouldn't make a difference.
She has not testified.
We're not using her testimony at all.
I thought the reason that her Edim don't help her is because they're redundant since she's already born.
No, the Edim don't help her because of her brother-in-law. Reuven's wife saying her husband died, or doesn't say her husband died, Edim say her husband died. So we know Reuven died. Now, Shimon, we don't know if he's dead or alive. She's relying on Shimon's wife. She can't. The problem is the one who doesn't have Edim is freeing herself, but cannot free her sister-in-law.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But if you're letting her get married, you're assuming that her husband is dead.
Again, we did that in the last Mishnah, when it said two co-wives come in, and one says mace, and one says loy mace, and we let one get married, and the other one not. We can't trust five women regarding the other woman. Zakti Mishnah Vayter. Luzu yesh banim, luzu banim, luzu ein banim. Shimon's wife had children from Shimon. Reuven's wife had no children. So now, they both come in and say meis bayli. Shimon's wife doesn't need yibum. She has children. Her husband has children. So she says Mays Bailey, she can go get married. Reuven's wife doesn't have children. She needs Shimon to have died to get married. She can't. Let me have it the other way. Reuven's wife had children, I have it for a reason. Reuven's wife has children and Shimon's wife doesn't have children. They both come in and say Mays Bailey. Reuven's wife is believed to say her husband died, and she doesn't need Yibum. She has children. Shimon's wife is believed to say her husband died, but she needs Yibum. She cannot rely on Reuven's wife to say that her husband died. Zok Rashi, Luzu banim, Luzu ein banim. Ve'ein Edim, loy Luzu, v'loy Luzu. Nobody has Edim. They're both coming on their own, as she has Labanim, Mutaris, because there's no need for Yibum. She has children. Children don't fly in. Children are not a geya, they're not believed. We don't need their testimony.
Saying the children on they can't testify about
they don't know about Shimon.
Their own father? Oh, they don't know about Shimon.
Reuven's wife says my husband died. She has children. She's believed. She can go get married. There's no need for Yibum. Shimon's wife said her husband died. She does need Yibum. We don't know. We don't know if Reuven's alive or dead. She can't rely on Reuven's wife because it's Yerubamta. She sits there, 100%.
Until we find out for sure.
Until we find out that Reuven's dead or not. Zog the Mishnah writer, Nisyabmu, Umeisu HaYavamin, Asuros Linase. Let's say there are two more brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and there's Levi and Yehuda. Reuven's wife said Reuven died. Shimon's wife said Shimon died. Now, we believe each woman about her husband. So Reuven's wife marries Levi. Levi does Yibum. He's around. Mechuyev and Yibum. Shimon's wife has Yibum from Yehuda. So they both got Yibum. They're both happily married. Unfortunately, Levi and Yehuda died. So now, Mrs. Levi, who was previously Mrs. Reuven, wants to marry somebody else. So we say to her, Shimon still might be alive. No children there. And Yehuda's wife wants to marry somebody. We say to her, Reuven might still be alive. We don't know we still don't know whether Reuven and Shimon died. Because Reuven's wife was believed about herself, so she married Levi. And Shimon's wife was believed about herself and married Yehuda. Now, they need Levi from Levi and Yehuda. Right, they don't need Levi from Reuven and Shimon, that's done. They need Levi from Levi and Yehuda. Levi now died, his wife needs Levi. Now, there's no brother. Yes, there is. There might be Shimon.
If they married, they must be pretty sure that...
That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Exactly what you're saying. That's this line in the Mishnah. They got married. And if their husband wasn't dead, they'd be over who knows what. And still the Mishnah says they're not believed for their sister-in-law. That's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. Nisyab mu meitzu ha-yevamin, asuris li-nasei. What? He's going to argue it a lot more. Rashi, nisyab mu shoyulam ken shnei yevamin. Benisyabu, Shisha Shamra Mays violates Yisyabim. The Indian Yibum, the Hutchukos Aisle, Dusu Shazu. Reuven's wife doesn't need Shimon's wife's testimony in order to have Yibum from Levi. By Rachikoi, Shalom Loya, the Beloy Bonham, Umaysu, Ivam Masur, the Nasa, the Shuk, with Baila Sharish and Shazu, Mazumi, Baila Rish and Shazu, Shema Dail and Kayam. We don't know that Reuven and Shimon are dead. Vis a vis the other woman, Shema Dail and Kayam. I, the Abba Mishanasu Shem, the Yavaman, they both married. We trusted them. We let them have Hebrew from Levi and Yehuda. Etalatman among us. Abba Achzuk Shinasu the Shuk. But if we're going to let them marry somebody else, then they do such a Zoom by the Zoom. The Ain Yavamas mean the Zoom, the Sadatim.
May I ask one question?
Yes.
How does the Avis help the Levi? He's also a third party.
Again, a woman can come in and say her husband died and have Yibum. Isha Sham remains violent to Shabbat.
So we believe her that she can get Yibum. But let's suppose she's lying, affects Levi also.
Again, if she's lying, she's an Eishes Ish. No matter who she marries, she's going to be in a lot of trouble.
But not enough to release her sorrow to Sinti Lab. I mean, her sister-in-law.
Yeah. A woman is not believed her. This is the Mishnah saying. We trust a woman vis-a-vis herself. We don't trust a woman vis-a-vis her Yavamta. No, we trust her for herself.
Allowing the Yavam to do something.
Because she's believed to say Mays Viley. It's the gay of her. I'll put it more, if the word is succinctly, let me put it a little bit sharper. We're saying that a woman's willing to mess herself up. Mazel tov. We are saying that a woman is a woman is believed to mess herself up, would mess herself up just to get somebody else in trouble. She hates her Yavama so much that she'll get married, be over who knows what, so I can mess my Yavama up. Yeah. My Yavama meaning my sister-in-law. That's what we're saying. This woman will lie and say Meis Baila and get married to Levi and do Isurim. But that way she's hoping that Shimon's wife will go do something. And she messed Shimon's wife up. That's how the emotion of hatred is. Tamas Nafshi and Plishtim. There might be another brother. Shimon might still be alive. How do you know Shimon's dead?
Only on the word of the
other. Now, she doesn't need Yibam from Reuven. She had Yibam from Reuven. Her problem is Levi died and had no children. Reuven died. Levi, Reuven's brother, did Yibam. So now she's Levi's wife. Now Levi died, and Levi had no children. So she needs Yibam being Levi's wife. I mean, as far as Reuven's wife is concerned, she married Levi. She had Yibam.
Exactly.
Zakti Mishnah Tana. Zakti Gemara by the Tana we learned to the Brisa. Oh, I skipped Rabbi Elazar. How can I do that? Yes. She's not going back to her original husband.
I'm saying, why are they considered?
They're married to brothers.
But all the brothers are dead.
That's not true. We don't know Shimon's dead vis-a-vis Reuven's wife.
But I'm saying she can't go back to Shimon anymore because
she's still married to him if he's alive.
But she can't live with him anymore.
That doesn't mean they're not married.
Is that true? She can't live with him.
Well, if Shimon's wife has Yibam with Yehuda, and then Shimon shows up, we got big problems there. We throw the book at her. But she's still married.
If she has children with Levi,
then she doesn't need Yibam anymore.
So, Reuven,
even if she doesn't have children with Levi, if Levi has children.
Levi has his own children.
Yeah, I don't care whose children or who the woman was. He doesn't need Yibam.
But we don't look back at Reuven's life.
Makes no difference. Reuven was taken care of. Reuven died. Levi did Yibam. Reuven is gone. He had Shlemus on Neshama, taken on Neshama. His Neshama is now begins Zeh Meraimim.
That's true, because if Levi dies without kids, he comes back.
Levi? No, it's not true. Reuven doesn't come back. Reuven was taken care of. The minute Levi lived with Reuven's wife, Reuven's Neshama went to Gin Zeh Meraimim, Takas Kisei HaKavan. Reuven. Shimon only comes back vis-a-vis Reuven's wife. Correct. The Zika comes back. Right. Correct. Reb Elazar Reimer, and Reb Elazar is going to be discussed in the Gemara at length. Reb Elazar Reimer, Hayav Hutru Liyavamim Hutru L'Chaladam. Reb Elazar says, listen, if we assume that husband died and we're ready to marry Levi and Yehuda, then don't tell me Shimon's alive. Can't do that. If you're willing to assume that Reuven's dead to let her marry Levi, then Shimon's wife can rely on that.
Her anus is impacting many people. Her anus.
You're still busy with the Yabam. I told you she's believed for that.
There's something.
Reuven's
expanding on it.
Rashi. Don't be afraid of Shimon's alive. If we let Shimon's wife marry Yehuda, and we said you can have Yibam from Yehuda, then we can let Reuven's wife assume that Shimon is dead. Basically, there's nothing to do with whether they did Yibam or not. The fact that we allow Yibam. The fact that we told Reuven's wife, go do Yibam. That means we are saying your husband's dead. Then we cannot say vis-a-vis Shimon's wife that Reuven is not dead.
He argues in the whole Mishnah.
Yes.
So say with the Beis Din says, okay, yeah, she can go marry Levi, and before they get married, Levi dies. So can she now go marry the Shuk?
Quite a blessing, yes.
Thank you.
What's it saying? Listen, if you let this woman get Yibum, if you're telling her she's Mutter for Yibum, don't tell me that her husband's not dead vis-a-vis Shimon's wife. Zakti Gemarvait, Tana. Now, listen to this case. Again, there's no chiddush in this case. It's just a putting together, there must be a fancier word, of two cases. Reuven has children, and Reuven's wife has edim that Reuven died. Okay? So Reuven's wife comes into Bezin and says, my husband died. She has edim to support her, and she has children. Shimon's wife has no edim and no children. So Shimon's wife comes in and says, my husband died. So Reuven's wife doesn't need Yibum, she has children. Shimon's wife doesn't need Yibum, Adam said, Reuven died. So both don't have to wait around because they're not relying on the other one's testimony. Reuven's wife has children, she doesn't need Yibum. Shimon's wife is relying on the Adam that said Reuven died. So therefore, Zakta Braisa, Luzu Edim Ubanim. Reuven's wife has Edim and also has children. Luzu Roy Edim Veloy Banim. And Shimon's wife has no Edim and no children. Shtei Mutaris. They're both Mutter for different reasons. Reuven's wife is Mutter because she has children. And Shimon's wife is Mutter. She's believed about her husband and her sister-in-law, her brother-in-law. We have Edim that he died. Nobody argues in that.
Shimon have to say...
Shimon's dead.
No. I mean, the wife has to say...
My husband died. She comes in and says, my husband died. She has no proof and no children.
Oh, and Adam are saying that Reuven...
Died.
Even if nobody came about Shimon, she's not...
Right. Well, somebody had to come. If not, we won't let her get married. She had to say, Mace Bailey.
Oh, she said, Mace Bailey.
That's what the case says. She said, Mace Bailey.
She has Adam too.
No, she doesn't. Reuven's wife has Adam. Reuven's wife has Adam and children. Shimon's wife has no Adam, no children.
I know. I meant to say that Reuven's wife doesn't need any testimony at all from the other side. Right?
Correct. Dr. Ashley Stamble Taris, Shane Kansikas Yibum, Sumut Nebu Bedeha, one because she has children, but Zubay de Chaverta, and one because she has Adam. Zog the Gemara weiter. Reb Lozer Reimer, however, hutru liyavamin, hutru l'chal adam. Reb Lozer says, since they're mutter to the yavamin, this is what Reb Lozer said in the Mishnah, they're mutter l'chal adam. Boy, Rava. So Rava asked the following shayla. How wide-ranging is Reb Lozer's opinion? Does Reb Lozer hold that Reuven's wife can come in and say, Shimon died? Is Reb Lozer arguing on the five women and saying, yes, we trust these five women to say that the other one died? Or is Reb Lozer only arguing when this woman is permitting herself and through that is permitting her sister-in-law? To what degree is Reb Lozer arguing? Bayi Rava. My time at Reb Lozer, is it the Kesavar, Tzares Me'ida L'Chaverta? He holds the two sister-in-laws, he calls them Tzares because they're future co-wives, or possible co-wives, can testify for each other, meaning she's not one of the five ladies that lie. He's Otana. Iduma, Mishim Dehila Mekalkalin Avshon. Only here, when she's saying her husband died, she's not going to mess herself up, so we trust her for her sister-in-law. Is it only in this case that he argues? Or is he arguing wide-ranging? Bechlau, he says, a Yavama is believed about her brother-in-law.
The Tanakhama would hold, Rebbe said earlier, that she so hates the future.
The shaila is, how far does the Blazer argue? Exactly.
She messed herself up. Which she meant, take,
no,
the
Blazer holds her sure she wouldn't mess herself up. He said that in the Mishnah. Yes. That's Rashi. Tzar mi'idu l'chaverta, the shtei yavam is tzaris ninu. Their future co-wives, or possible co-wives, mitzat tzaris le'nifsu l'mohar l'zu l'zu. Meaning, is he arguing in the previous Mishnah? Is he saying that yavamas can be married to each other? Or is he saying only here because she's permitting herself?
I have a question. If he was arguing, why would... I would assume they were mentioned in the previous Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar argues, so why is he asking questions now?
I just asked your question.
Oh.
Why didn't he argue previously? Why did he wait till now? At the end of the sugya, it's not fair. I think by the time the Gemara finishes the sugya, it's not fair. I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure I understood Tyson's hysterics, so that's why I didn't speak it out.
The concept was brought to us already.
Lamai nafkamina. I mean, I can tell you what Tyson says. I can tell you. Tyson says that the Gemara never had a Havamina, that Reuven's wife can testify about Shimon. The question is, when Reuven's wife comes to testify by herself, right, is it because we believe her on Shimon, or is it, let me try to explain this. Let's say like this. Reuven's wife comes in and says, my husband died. Right? And Shimon's wife comes in and says, my husband died. Can Shimon's wife rely on Reuven's wife and get married before Reuven's wife gets married? Meaning, when do we rely on the... When is Rabbi Elazar being matir the tzara, the yavama? When this one actually gets married? When Reuven's wife gets yibum from Levi, so Shimon's wife can say, obviously Reuven's dead? Or is it the fact that she came in and said, my husband died, and we believe it for herself, so we believe it for her tzara as well?
We say daika mitzvi here? We should be daika...
The question is, at what point are we willing to say, according to Rabbi Elazar,
married.
Is it only if she gets married? Or as soon as, quote-unquote, she's allowed to get married?
Well, what would be a difference?
No, because if she gets married, that means she's willing to act on her testimony to get married.
Before that, just try to mess her up.
She's making concrete her word by marrying.
Right. Concretizing.
One of them has to go first.
So they'll go together. Dr. Gemara Lamaynav Kamina. Do we let one get married before the other? If you're telling me that once Reuven's wife is testifying about herself, we trust her for Shimon's wife, that's good enough that we say that Shimon's wife can get married before Reuven's wife. She wouldn't mess herself up. They have to get Yibum simultaneously. Because if not, we don't trust her. Why are we trusting Reuven's wife about Shimon's wife, Shimon? Vis-a-vis Shimon's wife. Is it because Reuven's wife did something? Or is it because she's coming about herself, so she's believed on Shimon's wife as well?
But she doesn't, but if she doesn't, we let her get married, but she doesn't.
That's the Shaila.
Meaning, what you're saying is that she's putting herself, but she's not really hurting herself.
Exactly. That's the Gemara Shaila.
Good morning. You think good morning yet? Is it too early?
So what's the solution?
It's before Alexa Shaka still, so you can, good morning, as the Shire says. It's really still good night.
So what's the solution to quite trouble, Elazar? You said they have to marry together?
They would have to do Yibum together.
Yeah, well, no, there's no one to do Yibum.
The Levi Yehuda.
Well, let's say there's no Levi Yehuda.
So then, then we wouldn't let Reuven get married, meaning...
They go to the Shuk together and then get married together?
No, they couldn't do that. Because we never can give him a heter to get married to the Shuk. Rabbi Yehuda said, yes, that's true, he's arguing the Yavama in the case of if Levi Yehuda is around.
Yeah, I'm saying, but in the ratio, he's...
Chayre is arguing when Levi Yehuda is around. Because we never gave anybody a heter. We can't tell Reuven's wife to go get married. We can tell him go do Yibum. And then if he goes and does Yibum, so we say, obviously, Reuven must be dead.
So what is the... Why not kamina meaning?
If they might have kamina, the two explanations are above.
I understand, but so bottom line is, are we going to allow them? They have to. What are we going to do now? If we don't know what to do, what are we going to do?
That's the Shaila of Gemara.
So either he agrees with the Tanakhama on the first part of it. That we can't, that you can't let them get married ever.
If Bezin says you can have Yibam from Levi, is that enough to be Matzah Shimon's wife? Or we need Reuven's wife actually to go have Yibam?
And if she doesn't,
then we can't let Shimon's wife get married.
And what's going to happen then?
They'll both sit around and wait.
What if there's only three brothers?
That's what I wanted to know.
He can be having both. I mean, obviously, he can't do them simultaneously. I don't know what would happen. Because he can't be miyam. He can't live with two women at the same time. Again, that's the. He's arguing. He's being mocked or something. That means he's not saying Thomas Navshim blessed him. Rashi. It also make it up to me like this. Again, Reuven, this is where we're making up community even without Yibum. Reuven's wife comes and says, Meis Bailey, right? Reuven's wife says, Meis Bailey. And there's a co-wife. There's a co-wife. Even co-wives, because Yavamas and co-wives are treated the same. So Reuven's wife comes in and says, Meis Bailey, we believe her. We say, you can get married. Now, can the Tzara get married? Previous Mishnah said no, right? That Yavama cannot testify, a person cannot testify for their tzara, but they're not testifying for their tzara, they're testifying for themselves.
Once
they get married, the tzara can get married. How about if they said, you can get married? Is that enough or not?
It's the same
Shaila. Exactly. Dr. Ashil and Suva Lutzar Dina Sayam and Baila. Ubab Amre Mez Baili, Vaisala Khan Tzara. Im Zukina say, Bedusa Shazu, Kaidim Shiznazahi. Can the second one get married before the first one gets married once you got a heter?
The fact that the Mishnah doesn't bring a case with three brothers and only brings a case with four, isn't that a raya that it goes by the ton of marriage rather than by the...
I don't know. The Gemara's going to make a similar raya, so maybe the Gemara's raya will be like your raya, we'll see. Tashma, our Mishnah. Right. Now, So, if it's because a woman wouldn't mess herself up, that's why, if she gets married, we let the other one get married. Ella e amret mishum detzara meidin lechaverta. If it's because we believe her for her friend once she's coming about herself, avagav lo intiv nami. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Lazar's lashon is nisyabu meizwa yibum. He's going in the case that they had yibum. Mashma, they'd have to have had yibum. If not, he would say, even if they didn't have Yibum. That's what the Gemara's day is.
Because they were,
but he's going back to the case. True. But on the other hand, he's going back on the case of the Siabu Mesu Yavama. And the Gemara's going to give your answer, really. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar the Devarim Kamerlu. Rabbi Lazar is saying to the Chachamim, Lididi, Sara Meidel, Chaber, Tavak, Abdullah Yinsev. For up to me, you don't need her to get married. And that's why he said, Hoya Bohotra. But Lididchu, Elididchu, but you, Idol, and Mia Sechet, Ainsev, Masavina Law. At least agree to me in the case that she actually got married. We should trust her.
Yeah.
The Hilam Kalkal and Absha. Rabbanon, Thomas Navshim pushed him in the cloud. She might be sacrificing herself to mess up her other one.
Even
if she got married.
Wow.
Rashi. If you hold the Talmud to the wisdom,
that the
Shita Bechor
is
Zohar,
Alma herself up, but is the Zohar getting any worse? They're all getting...
Same thing.
Same thing.
Talmud Rashi pushed to meet Shimshon said, I will die with everybody else. I will sacrifice my life to kill the Plishtim. That's what Talmud Rashi pushed to mean.
But...
No, what he did was okay.
Well, the Navi seems to think it's a great idea.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Hold a second, Dr. Bray, somebody's talking here.
This is a little bit different because the hatred is to a co-wife. It's like your hatred to the police tip. I mean, come on. Is that what we're saying now?
We're borrowing a term from Navi called
Tamil. No, what I'm trying to say is
I know what you're trying to say. I heard you.
Who says a yid would go that far?
The Tanna Kamma. The Rabbanan say a yid would go so far.
Maybe she won't have children.
Yeah, the difference is, let me explain to you. A, you don't hate anybody of Ram Kamma.
No,
you're
a
tzaddik.
We're not doing this anymore. We're not doing this.
No, we're not doing this anymore.
No.
Well, wait for Gittin to do this.
No. Uh-oh. How far does a person go to hate someone?
That's right. My boy Kavami taught Bahava. I just wanted to say, the Baruch Kavami taught Bahava. The Zohar says if a person has a hatred to anybody in the call, it's Chayim, Misa, the Chayim. The Chayim says the Baruch Kahanim to somebody he hates, the Zohar says it's Chayim, Misa.
Okay,
I
get
it.
What's
Rebbe saying?
Shouldn't be
special. Shouldn't leave. No, he should leave. Should not do Berkat Kahanim, but there's somebody he hates. Because that's how long it has to be Baba. It's not as terrible. I'm just telling you what desire says. The Mr. Boer brings desire. I don't know desire. I don't know desire. Mr. Boer brings desire.
Why don't you come to
Mr. Boer, Rebbe,
because
that's
this week's thing? No, it's not this week's thing. We're up to Kaddish. And you're talking about Birkas Kahanim, which is down the line.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes, Dr. Brink.
So I'm not sure. I didn't hear the question in the background, so maybe that was asked. But that kind of activity indicates a very, very severe hatred that she's willing to ruin herself that much. That she's willing to, I mean, we always talk about if she marries somebody else while she's still married, she really, we throw the book her and all that stuff. So that would be a rare example of such hatred. So are we choshed for that for anybody
is
else?
You're a tzaddik, you don't hate anybody, therefore you don't understand the emotion of hatred.
No, I understand that, but is that common that the
no,
Chazal would be choshed for her?
Obviously you don't understand the emotion of hatred. It's an argument you can't win. The Gemara is saying that the Rabbanan hold that the emotion of hatred is like suicide. People commit suicide because of hatred.
But that's not common, though, is it?
Oh, jihad! These Arab women give up their life because of hatred. I think I never understood. They promised an Arab man he could get 7 designers upstairs. What do they promise the Arab women? Should be one of the designers? I never understood it. Okay, but again, it's not my ideology.
That picture that
they made, that 72
men with machine guns.
That's Rashi. No Rashi. A woman that her and her husband went to a faraway country. She said, my husband died. We let her get married, which was our Mishnah. Says, Hutra, all you need is a heter. You don't need to actually get married. Alma, Sakti Gemara, no. Ema, Hayobahutra Venissus. I mean, she actually got married. Meaning, Reuven's wife came in and said, my husband died. Reuven has another wife. So we said, Rabbi Elazar said, this second wife can get married. We thought as soon as we allow wife number one. Dr. Gemara, no, he means to say, as soon as wife number one gets married. Frak the Gemara, we got a problem here. The Leichish Dilma Begitra, I say. Maybe Reuven's wife number one got divorced by Reuven. And Medina's Hayab. And she comes back and she says, my husband died. She's not messing herself up because she's a divorced lady. And she's lying and saying her husband died to mess her tzara. And the fact that she's willing to get married is nothing because for all we know, she got divorced. In Medina Sayyam. Behind the Garmahak and the Kalka, the tzara, the Mechavna. If you're afraid that unless she gets married, she can't be mata the tzara, so here marriage is not going to make a difference. Dr. Gemara Edom, Mitzvah Yisrael Hachanami. If she married a Yisrael, you're right. Then we wouldn't be able to let the Tzara get married. If Reuven's wife marries a Kayan, that means she's not a divorcee. So then, once she marries the Kayan, we let the Tzara get married. At the end of the day, we did not prove the Shaila. Rashi. Hayo v'hutrihi alma mishatet nidav. From the time of her head to Shemina Litzarasa, the Yavagam Tadayin Hilo and Nisna, she didn't get married. Leichish Dilma Begitra Asoi. He timed her blood to Lamish from the Tzara Mizil Chaberto. If it's not because the Tzara can testify about a friend, Elmish is willing to calculate that she doesn't mess herself up. Leichish Dilma Habagitra Asoi. She came with a get. Vechbiya Gitra, she hit her get. Ramra Maze Biley. And she said, my husband died. Ukzeshi Tinasi Gan Tzarasa. In order that her Tzara should get married, but even the calculus, she's not messing herself up. The Mishnah, the Matzis, and Hechad, and it's Yabmu, when they had even like a Lamein Barachim. The Inami Begita, so even if she had a divorce, the calculus, she didn't say Bible, she's marrying Eishasach, which is even after divorce. I have a Lashuk Lechash, but if she married somebody else, it could be because she's divorced. And for the Gemara, the Insta Vakaya, the Yasi Bailu, me boy, the Lachuya Gita, Mivsila, Yasi Bailu, me boy, the Lachuya Gita, if her husband does show up and she has to produce the get, Mivsala Kayan, Benavka. You married a Kayan, you live with a Kayan and sin. A woman wouldn't do that to herself.
That's
a law, right?
Yeah. That's a law, right?
Mm-hmm.
She won't?
She won't do a law. Rav Lazar will agree, she wouldn't do a law to mess up her tzara. There's no Thomas Napshi and Plishtim, according to Rav Lazar. At least by Tzara. I don't know what happens to my mother-in-law. Rav Lazar does not hold of Thomas Napshi and Plishtim by Tzara. He agrees to your Svara before. How can a person hate somebody so much? Okay, we switch topics now. And the Mishnah is switching topics and wants to know identification of a body. What is necessary to identify a body? Dr. Mishnah, a me'idan ela parts of panim and machaitim. What has to be there is a person's face. I think parts of panim means, no, chaitim is the nose. What does he translate parts of panim?
Form
of the face with a nose. Ava bishi es simonim begufoi bekelov, even if you have other simonim on the body or on the garments, meaning there's a mole on his right shoulder, it's not good enough. And the Gemara is going to get involved in this, what simonim are, when simonim are good, when simonim are not good. This is the sugya here. By the way, this doesn't sound like it's pertinent, but once upon a time, this was very pertinent. Because Adam came in and they found the body and they testified and they had to identify the body. What is an identification of a body that we can rely on in halacha to be matzah or wife? This is what this mission is talking about. So there are many, 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 many tshuvas written on these sugyas. I did not go into the halacha, which is going to learn the Gemara Rashi, but this is not like it's not pertinent at all. Now, this is where DNA becomes an issue. Once upon a time, there was no DNA. Today, we're matzah women based on DNA.
Yeah.
fingerprints if the fingers are still there?
They didn't have fingerprinting either. Yeah, these are the kinds. I don't know if fingerprints is the same as DNA, but DNA, dental records, these are things that they didn't have. So they had to test to identify the body as the body, and that became problematic. Same Eden Ella parts upon him of Achaitim. Obviously, he has Simonim begufoy bekelov. Even though there's Simonim on the body and on the kelim, not good enough. Rashi im Eden Malisha Mace, Amke Ru Mace beparts upon of the form of his face, im Chaitmai, Shi Chaylam Akirai. That's why the bandits wear masks around their nose. It keeps identification. It's one of the ways you block identification. That's why we wear masks, we cover our nose, right there. Shechaylu akirai, shezehu that is him. Avaloyru beparitzav, or shenitu chaytma is missing his nose. Emidin ol v'flesh is just a shemein who can identify him. Zakti gemar vaiter, em zakti mishnah vaiter, em meidin el achetetzin avshay. We only testify when. By the way, Taisus holds Rabbeinu Tam, and this is a big Tumon Halacha, that if the whole body is there, then we don't have to have a face. The only time you need the face is if the body is not complete. But if you have a whole body, the identification can be done by Simani Haguf, many Simani Haguf. The only time the Mishnah insists on a Padachas, a parts of Panim, and a Chaitim, is if the only identification is the face. But if it's for the whole body, then Rabbeinu Tam is Mekel. This is a big tumor inside them, whether we rely on it or not. So the Mishnah writer, "Ami idna lachatetzin
avshay." Parts of punim is besides the nose.
Yes.
So what is that? I mean, like
the form of the face.
I mean, how about the eyes?
I don't know. That's why I asked how Archibald translates parts of punim.
Form.
Right.
Form.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a long body.
Sorry, what?
But the face can change the form.
That's what the Gemara is going to talk about.
Narrow cheek.
The right is
who goes to the forehead. The eyes
and
the mouth. However, it need not be
intact. Well, if you can't, having the eyes, is it
no raya? Today they would use, which never happened, they use DNA. That's how they identified. That's how they were mocked to women by 9/11. They were mocked to women by 9/11. One of the ways they were mocked to women is they found pieces of body with DNA.
Are there any ladies now that are still agunos?
Not that I know of, but that doesn't mean a thing. Because I never knew that there were so many yidden died for 9/11. I thought about 5 or 6. Obviously, there were a lot more.
How many died
now? I have no idea. There were some famous ones that everybody talked about.
The ones who were fit but were also didn't go to that work that day.
Who?
There were a few that didn't go to work that day.
Yeah, there was Nace. There's that. I know a guy named Berlowitz. I know him because I grew up a block away from him. The same block. And he went to work, and he decided to be Mavi Sedra before he was behind. It was Tuesday morning, and he hadn't finished last week's parsha. I know. Yossi Berlour. And he decided to sit and be Mavi Sedra. What?
Not to be so
mocked about
finishing on time.
Oh, you mean that? Everybody can turn everything into anything. Everybody have a wonderful day.